For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. The Potter Valley Water Project may be on the market soon. At a recent meeting of the Eel Russian River Commission, Dave Mahler, PG&E's Director of Power Generation, explained that the project is not economically viable. The company is currently in the years-long process of applying for relicensing under FERC, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. As early as March of last year, there were questions about the company's commitment to the project. Dennis Smith, a biologist with the U.S. Forest Service, told me the only reason he could think of for PG&E to apply for relicensing was to find another buyer. Last year, PG&E asked to withdraw its application to relicense the Desaubla-Centerville hydropower plant in Butte County. Now the company is trying to sell that project, as well as the Lime Saddle and Coal Canyon powerhouses, which are not licensed by FERC. The questions swirling around the Potter Valley Water Project now are who can buy it, and what kinds of rules would they be subject to? I checked in with Scott Greeson, the conservation director for Friends of the Eel River. His organization has worked for years to decommission the dams. He listed the liabilities and demands that he believes PG&E would face if it continued to operate the project.
And those would include not only the need to provide fish passage over the larger dam, Scott Dam, under the terms of any new license that would come out of the relicensing process we're now in, but also changes to the management of the reservoir to hopefully reduce the amount of mercury that's being made available to biological systems because it's in an anaerobic, that is to say, oxygen-free condition in the bottom of the reservoir. But then there are also a bunch of problems around the safety, especially of Scott Dam, which is a 100-year-old dam, which has some really significant problems and has always had them. We are quite concerned that it may not be safe purely on physical grounds from the instability of the slopes surrounding it and also from the potential for an earthquake.
So are you able to find out details about the safety or lack of safety of that dam?
Well, we know some basic facts, like that when the dam was being constructed, it was supposed to be a straight line across the river, but during construction, a major winter flood resulted in the chunk of what they thought was bedrock that they were going to attach the dam to tumbling into the river. And so they redesigned the dam and built it in front of that giant boulder. There's a lot of material about the integrity of the dam and about how it's being inspected and evaluated that we have no access to at all. It's classified as what's called critical energy infrastructure information. And what that means basically is that in order for anyone other than the regulators to look at that information requires us to sign a non-disclosure agreement.
I also talked to Supervisor Carrie Brown, who sits on the Eel Russian River Commission. Her Potter Valley Ranch depends on water diverted from the Eel.
This is all new development and comes not only as a surprise, but a shock to be discussing this.
The state has also granted a complicated web of water rights based on the project. I asked Brown what she thought about the news from PG&E.
Well, I was very pleased that they had started the process. And flash forward to today, and what they're saying today is very worrisome.
So what are the options that you think are on the table now?
Not sure yet, but the relicensing and getting that through is definitely a big job for any entity that takes it over. And according to David Mahler at the Eel Russian River Commission meeting, they have not selected an option at this time.
So what are those options?
It could be go through the relicensing. It could be sell the project. It could be a decommissioning. Also, putting it on the auction block.
Can you think of anyone who's able to buy the project?
Well, not at the moment. But maybe if it's a coalition of different entities, agencies, it's a possibility.
So would it be possible to run the project just for the water without the license through FERC?
If you're not going through the FERC relicensing, then you may have to go to State Water Resources Control Board. So I'm not sure of that process, and I have not been briefed, and I do not think that anyone has as far as research on the project. But I will tell you, since 1920s, early 1920s, a lot of water rights have been granted based on the water coming through that tunnel and going down through the Russian River watershed. But there's also water rights on the Eel side of the river that were granted by the state as it flows down to the ocean.
So if it were taken out of the purview of FERC and given, you know, or put under the, I know the State Water Board hates the term jurisdiction, but if it was put under their purview, would it still be subject to all the environmental mitigations that are attached to it now at the power plant?
I haven't a clue, and that's something that has to be researched and discussed.
Greeson said he's been involved in stakeholder meetings with Representative Jared Huffman, trying to work out a compromise. Greeson said he wanted the larger of the two dams removed to restore the habitat under Lake Pillsbury. In this scenario, Eel River water would still come through the diversion tunnel at Van Arsdale Reservoir in the winter, but not during the low-flow summer months.
But frankly, I'm not sure that's on the table anymore.
Why not?
When I stood up at the Eel Russian River Commission meeting and said, look, you got a lot of liabilities attached to these dams. You know, you got to realize that continuing down this FERC relicensing path, if you are really talking about taking on ownership of this project, is going to be incredibly expensive and, you know, it doesn't make sense. And what I got back from the commissioners was, in essence, tell us something we don't already know about.
So what's ahead for these two people, the one whose livelihood depends on the water and the other whose life work is taking out the dams?
A lot of research by anyone or any number of entities to study it, know all the parts that you're asking about before any decisions are made.
From our perspective, it puts the idea of a negotiated settlement on the brink of falling completely off the table. So, you know, we're going to be looking for legal leverage, frankly, and we're going to be looking for ways to get the Eel River dams removed. That's our job, and we're going to see it done.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith.